I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tell me something good.
Light 100.5 WRCH of Mary Scanlon, and tell me something good about Connecticut.
All right, Mike, two Connecticut companies are making a big difference through agriculture. The Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station, based in New Haven, plans to take part in a national project to help with future food production to combat global food insecurity. Working with 10 universities and a national lab, the project will focus on developing disease-resistant plants that won't require the use of pesticides. Now, the hope is to help crops defend themselves by stimulating the immune system of the plant before it gets infected. Pretty cool, right?
That is cool.
Then, Guilford-based H2O Farm is helping to construct a hydroponic greenhouse system in Torrington for new opportunities. A social service and community action agency. They have offices in Torrington, Waterbury, and Meriden. The project will start with 3 greenhouses growing lettuce and herbs using a hydroponic system, meaning that the plants are going to grow, not soil. And the hope is to expand to 30 greenhouses. Funds raised by selling the produce will support new opportunities programs, including job training and resume writing. That's pretty cool, too.
Mm.
Now, who doesn't love going to the movies, especially now that drive-ins are so hot? It's a great opportunity to get the family together and enjoy a beautiful summer evening. And this year, there's even more options to choose from. Here's a few places for you to check out. The Mansfield Drive-In. This has been family-owned and operated for over 45 years. So they've got 3 screens. The 40-acre complex is always showing new releases, guaranteeing a fun movie night for everybody. They also have a 50-style concession stand, which should get the nostalgia flowing, too. Now, don't forget, there's the Pleasant Valley Drive-In in Barkhamsted. This historic drive-in has been a Barkhamsted staple since 1947. The theater is located just off the Farmington River, and it has plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the movie. Also, there's some pop-up drive-in theaters this summer, like the Foxwoods Drive-In. That offers films every Thursday through Sunday until August 2nd. Be sure to buy tickets in advance. You'll guarantee your spot that way. This week is Disney week, so plan on seeing some fan favorites that you will really enjoy. You can also check out Ingersoll Auto Pop-Up Drive-In Theater in Newtown. The upcoming week, they're going to showcase 2020 Cinderella and the classic 101 Dalmatians. Now, as always, before you venture out, check the business's website for new safety guidelines, hours, all of that, because you don't want to get all the way there and have something change. So double check before you leave the house and stay tuned next week for more updates, and we'll tell you something good about Connecticut.